Town Square Media Station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Chad Robinson. Topping our report this hour, police are still searching for the person who shot and killed a Sayreville, New Jersey councilwoman. These neighbors where when Eunice Jumfer was killed Wednesday night.
The guy sprinted through that mailbox alleyway, and I don't know where he went.
It sounded like gunshot, and then it paused, and then there was just a round of more.
Jumfer was found shot to death in her car outside her home. There apparently was around a dozen shots fired, and neighbors tell NBC4 they saw a man talking to the councilwoman by her car before she was shot. Authorities have not said whether they believe the motive for the killing might be personal, political, or a random act. Former President Trump is taking aim against fellow Republicans who may run for the White House against him. Speaking to radio host Hugh Hewitt, Trump says former South Carolina governor and UN ambassador Nikki Haley was overly ambitious. Social media platforms like Instagram and TikTok allow users to sign on at age 13, but health experts say that's too young. Dr. Gary Small, psychiatry chair at Hackensack University Medical Center, says while social media has its benefits, but we do need to balance them with the risks.
When kids are spending more time with their social media, they're not sleeping as well, they're not exercising, and particularly girls are sensitive to bullying exposure.
So how can you actually keep your teen from developing a problem? We'll talk tomorrow about ways around the social media obsession. A 50-year-old Mullica Township man has been charged with animal cruelty after police found a severely malnourished dog in the body of a dead dog in John Roblin's yard. The deceased dog appeared to have died from starvation. The living dog was taken to an animal shelter where it was evaluated and is being treated for malnutrition and a skin condition. An iconic landmark on the North Jersey landscape is coming down after standing for almost six decades, promoting its brand of cookies and crackers across the region. Crews began tearing down the Nabisco factory in Fairlawn last fall after its owner announced it was relocating its production facilities. The plant's tower with the giant Nabisco sign will be imploded in late March or early April. Just how cold and windy will it get this weekend? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Be bold and get cold.
Cold as ice.
Join New Jersey 101.5's Big Joe Henry and NJ Special Olympics for the Seaside Polar Bear Plunge. Jump in the ocean with thousands freezing for a reason. Saturday, February 25th. Details and info are on our free app and NJ1015.com. Warm your heart and get cold. The Seaside Polar Bear Plunge with NJ Special Olympics, only from New Jersey 101.5.
It's time, 9:05. Now New Jersey 101.5, fast traffic.
In Ocean County and Barnegat, we've got a crash on 539 near the border of Lacey Township and Stafford Township. Southbound traffic is being diverted at 539 and Harry Wright Boulevard, so keep that in mind. And also in Monmouth County in Long Branch, there's a closure of 36 north between Avenel Boulevard and Atlantic Avenue, all due to construction. Southbound Parkway local lanes are getting pretty slow right around 120 in Mattawan as they are likely setting up repairs. 9 South near the Edison Bridge, a stall has been picked up and out of the way. And then if you're making your way on 28 inbound Brook, we've got a lane shift because of construction between Mountain Avenue and East Street. The turnpike is slow northbound in the car lanes near 14. They may be setting up some work on one of the spurs across the Hudson leaving New Jersey. Minor delays. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report 918 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 906.
Jersey Radio.
This is an awesome topic.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, partly to mostly cloudy for tonight, so we'll turn out brisk. We could see a snow shower toward dawn in the northwest hills as some Arctic air slides in. Lows will be in the 20s. Once that Arctic air starts to move in, it's going to be blustery and sharply colder tomorrow. Despite sunshine, temperatures will fall from the 30s into the 20s during the afternoon. Then windy and bitterly cold heading into tomorrow night. We'll have a mainly clear sky. Lows will be in the single digits to around 10. Wind chills dropping below zero as winds will still be gusting at times close to, if not over 30 miles per hour. Now, the wind will ease up some on Saturday. It will still be very cold despite sunshine. Highs will be in the 20s. Temperatures rise Saturday night, and then much milder Sunday with more clouds. Highs will get well into the 40s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Elizabeth, 35. Port Norris, 36. Montgomery, 32. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.